Our government is broken, and I don't see anyone really taking on those the issues that are hurting Rhode Islanders. I have been in the State House now for 8 years. I have been a student of government. I have fought the good fights, I think, the important fights. But I can't stop them from inside the General Assembly, the bad things from happening from inside the General Assembly. I can as governor. I can use my bully pulpit. I can use my veto pen. And I can start making the change that Rhode Island desperately needs. I just don't see any other candidate out there that will do that. I'm the change agent. I think they will just continue to manage us through the decline. We need to turn the state around. We're going on the wrong path, and we need to make some dramatic changes to put us back on the right path, and I intend to do that. So I've always tried to give back to my community, and in 2010, I was elected to the House of Representatives from District 26, which is West Warwick, Coventry, and Warwick. You know, I've accomplished some, I think, some things that I'm very proud of in my time as a representative. When I first got elected, the fire district in Coventry, which had already increased taxes by 100% over 5 years, wanted another 65% tax increase. So I led the folks in that district, and I helped them to fight that increase, and we were able to stop it. It was a really tough fight, I'll be honest with you. It's not, you don't take on the firefighters lightly. But so I knew that they were, that the firefighters were pushing for this 65% tax increase. And I could have said, well, I'll just let it go. But I was elected to help people live better lives. And to me, it was my duty and my privilege, actually, to help the people of Rhode Island, of Coventry, fight that. So they not only didn't pay the 65% tax increase, but they got a 20% tax cut. And I'd like to know when was the last time anybody in Rhode Island got a tax cut from their municipal government. I also, in my very first year, passed a bill to make a cost-benefit analysis of all our regulations. We know regulations are really a weight on our economy. It was a good bill. It passed. It was embraced by Governor Chafee at the time. But there is no will to cut regulations in Rhode Island. It's really hasn't been used to full effect. When I'm governor, it will. One of the things I've pledged is for every new regulation, we will cut at least two. I was the original sponsor of the bill to eliminate state income tax on Social Security. That passed the year after I sponsored it, and it is bringing tax relief to a lot of our retirees, making their lives easier, and I'm very proud of that. So that's another tax cut, if you want to think of it that way. I also was the representative who proposed an amendment to the budget to eliminate the car tax. And because of that amendment, we are now in the early stages of doing just that, getting rid of the car tax. So my history is about giving money back to people, putting it back in their wallets so that they can spend it on their priorities. Government is already too big. We need to make government smaller and people's wallets bigger.